are live right now.
And the horns are sounding in Zion. I am Kelly Sethnat Pahania L, and you are in the Royal Priesthood Bible Prayer and Fellowship Room. Hey, brothers and sisters, hold on. It's going to be all right. Trust me. It's going to be just fine.
Things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we'll let nothing hold us back. We're putting our strength together, we're polishing up our act.
To every word I say. Well, greetings, everybody. This is Zaphnath Pahania, and I'm your host tonight in the Royal Priesthood Bible Prayer and Fellowship Room in the city of Greenville, Mississippi, and it is an absolute pleasure to greet you on this evening. We're going to continue our discussion that we had on last week and previous weeks, discussing the God with us, Emmanuel, God with us, when the virgin shall conceive a son, conceive and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. I'll show you a sign. So the sun, S-U-N, has gone into the constellation of the Virgin, Virgo. We are there. The sun is moving. I'm watching it every morning. I watch it. I watch it rise. I move it. I watch it move in its precession, in its ecliptic. I watch it move along the planisphere, along the hemisphere as it rises. I watch it move 1 degree a day. And this sun has moved into the Virgin. And because this sun that brings us the life-giving forces and life-giving energies on our planet, including ourselves, is now being baptized by special energies that are coming from our constellations and coming from our cosmos, coming from the lights that are in the firmament. Of course, Genesis 1 and 14 said, I will place lights in the firmament of heaven. And it goes on to say, and there shall be, and they shall be for signs. Then, of course, Jesus, in the gospel according to Luke, says there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. And up on the earth, there will be distress of nations with perplexity, and the roarings of the sea and the waves. But verse 28 in that same passage also says, when you see these things come to pass, look up, because your redemption draws nigh. So there's good news and there's bad news. there's positive things happening, and there are negative things happening. And that is the universe that we live in. There's nothing we can do about it. The sun has moved into the constellation of Virgo, and the energies that are coming in now off the sun will be energies, according to Isaiah 7 and 14, that will create God with us. Now, some people take that literally, to think that actually that is to be anthropomorphized or personified in the person of an actual character. But I want to stretch your imaginations and stretch your mental faculties with me on this evening to think about those as energies as well. Think about the energies and think about the actual particles that will come off the sun that will penetrate our planet, penetrate us. And these energies, according to the sages and the seers, prophets of ancient antiquity, in almost every culture, not only in the biblical culture, but in other cultures, they have foreseen this time in Egypt, in China, in India. They saw this time. In Egypt, they call it the Golden Age. In the Bible, we call it the Kingdom of God. When these energies would come in that would bring about different particles that would change our planet and change us. Now, there are waves that are coming in. There are many things that are going on. In the Bible, of course.
Did your mother text you back or call you back?
Well, I guess I better mute this out. I have some things going on here. We're on this for me.
About Laura.
Okay.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
All right. Now we've got that background noise. Yeah. Now, so these particles that are coming in will affect all of us because we are here on this planet. I mean, we can't get off this planet. We're on this planet. And so as we are baptized with these particles that are coming off the sun out of the one of the corona holes, as they call it, they're CMEs, coronal mass ejections, that have these ejections coming out as the sun is baptized in the energies that are coming off the constellations. And the seers and the prophets and almost every culture saw this. They called it different things. In Christianity, we call it the Kingdom of Heaven, when things will be changed. In Egypt, they call it the Golden Age, and the golden people that will come off of this. So we are here, people. We are here. Our sun has pulled our planet and the solar system into a part of the galaxy now where there are different energies, more powerful energies. Now, perhaps there are those who argue that they can escape or maybe shield themselves from these energies. I'm not sure how. I am not aware of any way that they can, but there are those that are trying to divert and to deflect and to even build barriers around these energies that are coming in to prevent us from having these energies, because these energies are going to benefit mankind, humanity, and the planet. So there are those who are hard at work, just as they've been at work through the ages, to keep us from receiving this blessing that is coming. That's what I'm going to call it, a blessing, so that we can become powerful, self-sustaining, self-reliant, and find ourselves. Now, these particles are going to remind us of who we are, our past lives, that we've lived in this dimension, in this time, space continuum in 3D. It's going to remind us of many various things. We will start to have dreams, and those dreams will become more vivid and real. We begin to see things out of the corner of our eyes, other beings. Well, my brother that walks this plantation with me, his antennas are so in tune, and because he's been here in one of the most powerful regions in the country, in the world, actually, he is very sensitive to spiritual things and paranormal activities that operate outside the normal observation of most people. And, excuse me. And occasionally, we'll sit in the garage or walk the grounds, and he'll say, "Did you see that?" Or someone just went by, or, man, he'll jump, he'll make a sudden motion. He says, "Something just happened. Somebody just went by." Well, these are senses and extra abilities from these entities, these subtle energies that are coming in, that are awakening us. And it's right there in your Bible, for all of you good Christians. It says, "Behold, I show you a sign." And now, that sign, according to Genesis 1 and 14, is in the lights that are in the firmament of the heaven. And so there's something above your heads in the firmament and the heavens and the lights of the sun, the moon, and the stars that are above you. So there's no guessing about this. There's no evil about this. There's no Satanism about this. This is something that the Creator created. This is something that He made. This is something that He set in motion. He established the laws and principles that govern the motions and activities, and also the precession. In precession, I mean the various ages and what would happen in those ages. And some people have been gifted to see ahead of time, and they've written, and most of the time, those pure persons or people that have been gifted to see in advance are not understood by people that cannot see in advance. They are placed under certain categories, stigmatisms and stereotypes and labels and tags. Just today I spoke with a young man that, most of the people think that I'm crazy, that I've lost my mind because I can see. I'm almost ahead of my time. So, not almost. Let me retract that, strike that from the record. I am ahead of my time. I can see, and we are moving. And the good news is that we are receiving the energies now that will unlock our potential that are on the inside of us. Now, you are a human being with unlimited, illimitable potential locked inside of you. And that potential is about to be unleashed. That potential is about to be loosed, to set free. This is the year of Jubilee. And the Creator, the Most High, the Omniscient, of which we are a part, has made us part of that process. The old system that's in place is struggling now to hold us from this process because it has an agenda, and that's part of the plan. So don't be disturbed about that, because these energies that are coming in that will unlock our potential also will unlock an opposite effect. And this is the explanation, the evil explanation or the opposite explanation. As to the good things that are happening, there are also conversely bad things that are happening simultaneously. We see the murders. We see the potential for race riots. And I've been working very, very hard to say to people on both sides, calm down. These energies are going to bring to surface, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about where we are going. Now, I want to talk a little bit about CERN tonight, because there are some concerns about CERN, which is a hadron collider, particle accelerator that's 17 miles long, 300 feet below the ground, that's speeding up the particles, protons, particles that are part of atoms, and we all have atoms inside of us, to a speed of over 186,400 miles per second. And which is the speed of light, it's a consistent speed of light. And they intend to shoot this on September the 23rd. September the 23rd is also the date that the Pope is scheduled to be in the White House with the President of the United States of America. Now, this Pope is religious, but not only is he religious, they also have a science department and an astronomy department, and believe it or not, an astrology department. And they understand something about the energies at the quantum level and at the level of physics and at the level of energies that they have masked and hidden in religion that they do not talk to us about. Now, as these energies come in and as they attempt to block these energies for purposes, I think that's what the CERN Particle Accelerator is all about, Hadron Collider. It's over in CERN, Switzerland. We have to be aware of it, but not be afraid of it, because we do understand and we do know that this will work for our good. Now, I'm going to only be an hour tonight. I'm not going to be on here long. I'm going to open up for you in just a moment to have a discussion with me, because there's lots of information on the inside of me, but I need your participation to pull it out. You have to question me. My brother from San Francisco brings out the best in me most of the time in conversation, and we had a long conversation today, and he's tapped into some vibrations and some frequencies that are coming in that has taken him beyond time, space, and he's just a phenomenal. He's an amazing man. And his knowledge is way beyond his comprehension. His understanding and wisdom is way beyond his comprehension. And hopefully he may join. I gave him the host code. He may join us tonight to pull out some of these things. But I want to talk a little bit about the woman clothed with the sun. For all of the Bible people, the people that are in church and people that know this passage in the 12th chapter of Revelation, talks about a wonder in heaven. Again, lights in the firmament that are in the heavens. I understand that. John is on an island. We say John is on an island. He sees a vision. He has an esoteric experience. He sees a woman in heaven. I wonder, just think for a moment, how strange this must have sounded to the people of his day. He's looking up and sees a woman in heaven clothed. She's actually wearing the sun and wardrobe as clothing. It's friendly to her. It's next to her. It's intimately and intricately and intimately tied to the... She's clothed with the sun. Now, that is not... You don't have to strain at this. There's something going on with the S-U-N. This woman is clothed with it. Now, that's kind of what I'm trying to say to you tonight about the particles that are coming off the sun. You really have to be clothed with them. You have to be prepared in such a way, if you will, if I could use just an analogy to help you understand, before you put on clothes, you take a bath. You get ready. You get your body ready. You don't put on clean clothes, you know, with a dirty body. You get your... So now I'm just speaking metaphorically here. I'm speaking in terms of a way to help you understand what I'm trying to talk about. I'm trying to give you a picture, a visual. So these particles that are coming off the sun, we have to be prepared to be in an intimate relationship with these particles. So this woman is clothed with the sun. The moon is under her feet. Now, don't think that I'm talking some kind of devil stuff here, and, you know, what they've told us to do, and while at the same time they are observing and understanding these principles and laws, and yet at the same time telling us to stay away from them, but yet the moon is real. The sun is real. I saw the moon last night. I saw the sun today. And there's no devil that created the sun or created the moon or the laws or the principles that regulate this or the motions and activities of this that govern and have an impact and effect upon the earth and have an impact upon me. Those are not principles that the devil, that's something that religion has tried to shoo you away from by those that had an ulterior motive of preventing and obstructing you from understanding these principles
Because once you begin to understand that there is no separation between creator, creation, and creature, that the three are in a partnership and should be in harmony and resonance, then you become powerful. But now if I don't want you to become powerful, then of course I'm going to invade your consciousness with a lot of superstitions about the sun and the moon and the stars and the energies and their impact upon the earth and upon you if I want to keep you in some kind of slavery. But now the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 that creation groans. In other words, it's in travail as a woman ready to give birth. Creation, its principles, its laws, its precepts are in a strain. It's groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. So we are in a partnership with the sun, the moon, and the stars. So this woman is clothed with the sun, these particles. You are a star being. You have been in a molecular body in it, well, molecules trapped in a skin suit. But inside that skin suit, there's light, there's star. There's the same light that's in the firmament. The elements that are in that light are also made are elements that are within you. So she's clothed with the sun. She has the moon under her feet. She has a crown of 12 stars on her head. That's Revelation chapter 12. And she's about to give birth. She's about to give birth to a child, same as Isaiah chapter 7, verse number 14. Can't be two childs. It's one child. But now, religion is going to make you look for a person, a personification of a person. This is what the powers that be to distract you to look on the outside of you want you to look for a person rather than look for a principle that will open this power within you. Allow me to slow down. This principle or this woman that's pregnant is also the same woman in Isaiah chapter 7, 14. Behold, I show you a sign, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, and his name shall be Emmanuel, interpreted God with us, is a principle, not a person, to unlock the God in you by these energies that are coming in. So this woman in chapter 12 of Revelation is the same woman. She's the same woman in a sense. She's about to give forth a birth to a child, and that son is to rule the world. These are the golden people. This is not one individual. This is all of us in that nation that they say that they told us that this woman represents the nation of Israel that's clothed with the sun, moon under her feet, crown of 12 stars on her head, corresponds, crown of 12 stars, of course, corresponds to the 12 zodiacs or the 12 signs that he talked about in Genesis chapter 1. They're 12 signs. I can name them. I can start with my Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius to Pisces, Aries, from Aries to Taurus, from Taurus to Gemini, from Gemini to Cancer to Leo, Leo to Virgo. That's where we are right now. From Virgo to Libra. And that's going to be another woman. There are two women. Leonardo da Vinci, his famous painting of the Last Supper, has two women in the portrait sitting at the Last Supper. They're two women. Who are these two women? We read the Bible. We can't find those two women as disciples. But when we look to the heavens in the constellations, we see two women pictured in the stars because the scriptures or the word was written in the stars before it was written in the scriptures. Leonardo da Vinci gives us a clue that there are two women, and he makes a portrait or painting of the Last Supper, and there are two women present. But when you read your Bibles, there are no two women that are disciples. There are 12 disciples, and no two of them are women. But yet Leonardo da Vinci, knowing something, sent us a signal, and I'm focusing on that because he's looking at the constellation, Libra and Virgo, or Virgo rather, and Libra. So when the sun, S-U-N, crosses the equator, and on the 13th, there will be the Feast of Trumpets. And then there will be the Feast of Yom Kippur, which is 9/23/15. You can Google that. It's a very important day. We move into this constellation of Libra, which is a woman bearing scale, balance, rule. Now, when you go back to Revelation chapter 12, it says that the woman or the nation brings forth a son who is to rule the nations with a rod of iron. In other words, justly, with justice. So the scales of balance, as the sun moves into Libra this year, 2015, when the Pope himself comes to the White House, the Oval Office, and meets with the President of the United States, the sun will be crossing the equator. Coincidence, I have to really stretch my mind to think that now a cosmological event of the sun crossing the equator is also the date that the Pope will be in the White House of the United States of America. Coincidence? Hardly so. These people are not unintelligent. They are not unenlightened. They understand this science, and that's what I'm trying to point out to you. So when the sun goes into Libra, and the woman is ready to give birth to the son, or the man child, that is to rule the nations, after she's been pregnant, and she's had the energies to form a son, a virgin, Virgo, where we are now, to form a son that will be Emmanuel, God with us, the particles coming to us, then the son is born. Then something is said in Revelation chapter 12, verse 3 and 4, says that the dragon is waiting to devour her child as soon as she gives birth. So we have to be on guard. This CERN particle accelerator, could that be the dragon that's waiting to devour us as we are transformed by these energies? Could it be? I don't know. A lot of things are happening. People are saying that this flare is supposed to come in September, between now and September 28th, that will change us, this flash. And I pray and I hope, I can only say to you that you break these codes in the Bible and you prepare your temples to receive this energy. Because while I see right now that it is causing disturbing effects in the streets of the cities of America, among the people, mentally, it says there will be distress of nations with perplexity. I see people losing grip, losing hold. I see confrontations. I see an escalation, an acceleration of disturbances around the world. And even in close proximity, in my own concentric circles, I have to watch my own self as these energies stir up everything that's bad inside of me to bring to surface. You have to stay anchored, and you have to know. And that's one of the reasons that we're bringing you this message as we talk now, so that you can understand these things. And so as these energies come in, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 12, that the dragon, which has seven horns and is ready to devour this child, or seven heads, rather, with ten horns. I'm sorry, excuse me. Seven heads. Now, I don't want to get into esoteric meaning of that, but that's pretty deep as well. But we are here in that period. And he's waiting to devour that child that's going to be ruler, those of us who have opened our pineal glands. Now, let me say something here. The nation of Israel, get this, all of you people who are trying to create national pride or national consciousness, that's okay. That's okay, because the creation and nature has selected that we are separated and distinguished into distinct categories by nationality. But let me say this to you. Out of all of the nationalities, the nation of Israel is not a nationality. It is not a nation. Israel is not a nationality. Even in the Bible tells you he is an Israelite, or he's a Jew. It calls it a Jew, and I have problems with that word Jew because of the letter J. Does not exist in the Hebrew or a Bulu alphabet system. There is no letter J. So, but there's no J sound. Not even in Spanish, there's no J sound. One language older than English, there's no J sound. But listen, the problem here that we have to look at is that Israel is not a nationality. He is not a Jew. That is one outwardly, but one inwardly. Listen, you're not a part of the nation Israel because of some kind of nationality or outward distinction, but because of something that happens on the inside of you. Jacob's name was changed to Israel because he was touching his thigh. Thigh is not the same word in the language of the culture of his day when it happened as it is today. In English, you think it's your thigh, but no, that's based on our culture and based on our etymology and lexicon. But when he said it, it meant the regenerative part or organs of his body. He was actually touched in the testicles. Oh, wow. The word is Yarak, or Yarak, which means to be the regenerative organ. So when Jacob was touched in the regenerative organs of procreation, where the seed is formulated or the seed is or pushed to procreate, this is where Jacob was touched. And he was touched in his thigh, in his regenerative organs to regenerate for the purpose of procreation, but then it has another potential, and that is regeneration, to regenerate the body. And then he named the place Peniel, which is the pineal gland. That seed of the regenerative organ has to be returned to the pineal gland. And that when the pineal gland receives this seed or this power that comes from the testicles or the regenerative organs, the ovaries, that seed goes back to the pineal gland. It is then that the pineal gland vibrates at such a propensity that one now can meet God. He says, I've seen God face to face, face to face. I've seen God face to face, and I call this place pineal. That is the pineal gland that is in the exact geometric center of your brain, right in the center of your being, your light receptor. God is light, 1 John 1 and 5. God is light. And in order for you to receive God in this temple body, the point of contact for the reception of that light is the pineal gland. So Jacob says, I've seen God. And then as a result of him seeing God or coming in contact with God in his temple, in his body, at the pineal gland, his name is now changed to Israel. It has nothing to do with nationality. Has to do with a process of activating your pineal gland in the center of your brain. Wow. So this woman in the 12th chapter that's clothed with the sun, because the sun is critical to opening and activating your pineal gland, you have to understand how to assimilate the sun in order to activate your pineal gland, and there's some other things that you must do. But this woman is clothed with the sun. She has the moon under her feet, a crown of 12 stars on her head, and the stars are the colors. Relations baptized the sun and the moon is affected. Then this woman is in a relationship with the sun, the moon, and the stars. Jesus says there will be signs of the sun, the moon, and the stars. He says, look up for your redemption, draw it now. Here you are right now in Virgo on your way to Libra, to the sun, being manifested inside of you, the Christ, God in you being activated. This is what I'm saying. The God in you has the potential now as the Pope's presence on this day is evidence that they want to keep something from happening in you. Wow. I wish I had the language and the words of one of my mentors, Dr. J. Alfred Smith, who used to always say to me and to everyone, I wish I could make it plain. I wish I could make it plain enough for you to understand what I'm trying to communicate out of my heart, through my mouth, to you to understand that the God in you has the potential to be unlocked right now. And there are those who gave you the wrong formula, gave you the wrong procedure, gave you the wrong process so that you would never understand this, to keep you looking outside of yourself at some historic figure that never existed, because there could never have been a Jesus in Palestine 2,000 years ago if he was a Hebrew, because there was no J. There's no J now in the Hebrew alphabet. So there couldn't have been any one named Jesus 2,000 years ago. It's impossible. The J did not exist. It does not exist in the Hebrew language, and he was a Hebrew. So there is a hidden, esoteric, deeper meaning to this Jesus that is in all of us. 1 John 4:1 says, any spirit that does not confess that Jesus, now listen to the syntax of this and the tense, is come in the flesh is the Antichrist. Now, I'll say it again. I'll slow it down. Any spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ is come, not came or is coming, but is come. Jesus is in every one of us. Christ is in every one of us, waiting to be activated, waiting to be unlocked. And the energies in Virgo, Isaiah 7:14, Revelation chapter 12, the woman clothed with the sun, moon under her feet, stars on her head, getting ready to give birth to a man child, is locked inside of every one of us. There are those that do not want you to know this. They will shoot the CERN particle accelerator, hadron collider, keep you from knowing this information that I'm trying to say to you. Those of This is how I see it. A lot of things are happening right in September. 266th Pope comes to America in the White House on the 266th day. 266 days is a normal period from gestation to delivery for birth, the birth process. Coincidence? Well, you call me crazy because I see these numbers and I see this. What you call a coincidence that I refuse to call a coincidence, because these people are too smart. I mean, they're too calculated. I mean, nothing is done based upon, you know, some kind of whimsical fate that, okay, like rolling the dice at Vegas, okay, we might crap out. No, these people are very calculated, and it's based upon precise, accurate science. So tonight, Emmanuel with us has to do with the end. I'm going to open up the queue. There's lots and lots and lots more that I could talk about, but I'm going to open.
Q&A session started.
Now, all you need to do to pull out of me more or to have comments to enlarge upon what I've said, maybe perhaps the knowledge is above mine. I don't know. I do know where I am. Perhaps you want to enhance on what has already been said, or maybe you may even have a question. You can do so by pressing *6 and then 1, *6, star on your phone, 6, the number 6, and 1, and you can come in. I'm looking forward to hearing from you on this evening. Come in. I'm here. I'm Khalif, Stephanat Partner, L. And I'm waiting for you to talk. I'm happy to have my brother here with me. Come on in. Tony, you out there anywhere? Are you on the Internet? Tony, are you listening to me? Tony, if you are, get on that phone and use that open mic that I gave you. Come in and talk. Anthony, I see you. I'm going to take you off of mute. I want to hear your voice. Anthony, your mic is open.
All right, Brother Khalif. I was running late for work. I just got on the call about 2 minutes. So I just caught you saying something about Emmanuel. And this is the first time I've been late in a while. So I don't know.
Well, Anthony, it's always good to hear your voice. You know, I was looking for you. You paid your registration to come to the event, and then you didn't show up. So I was a little worried about it, but I'm glad to know that you're okay. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah. Yeah, I gave you a call, and I want to rap with you about some stuff if you get time. So, you know.
I haven't heard the word rap since the 70s, but okay. I think you – did you just date yourself? You said I want to rap with you about some things. Okay. Hey, man.
Yeah, you're right. I had watched that then. You're right. On that note, yeah.
So all is well. I hope you're doing okay, and I trust all is well with you, Anthony. So it's always a pleasure to hear your voice. And but we were talking about Emmanuel and the energies that are coming in as the sun moved into Virgo, and more specifically, as the sun moves into Libra, into the woman, the second woman in the constellation, the God in us will be unlocked by these energies that are coming in. And those people that are have agendas and ulterior motives in preventing us from becoming what we were created to be. We talked about that tonight. And talked about in terms of the CERN, Hadron Collider, particle accelerator. We talked about that a little bit. So, but nonetheless, the 12th chapter of Revelation, the woman clothed in the sun with the moon under her feet and a crown of 12 stars on her head. You have anything you could add to that or say about that that maybe you may want to say something about that?
No, not really. That dealing with Fatima.
It's dealing with Revelation chapter 12.
Okay. Yeah, I can't code break that one. No, not right at the moment. I know last week I was trying to get on and you laid it on, you know. And I know you did it this week also.
Well, if you go back and listen to the recording, I did say a couple of things. I don't know if I said anything new or not, but what I do want to say, though, is that once you learn the motion and activity in one sun, you learn the motion and activity in all suns. And there, of course, is the S-U-N in the sky. Then there's the sun inside of us, which is the pineal gland. And then there's the sun that we read about in the scripture. And each motion and activity in the sun in the sky and the sun in us and the sun in the scripture, they are perfectly reconciled. They match each other. They walk. The sun in the sky has a crucifixion. The sun in the sky has a birth. The sun in the sky has a baptism. The sun in the sky has a ministry. The sun in the sky has a Passover. Sun in the sky has a resurrection. Sun in the sky has an ascension. Sun in the sky has a glorification. Sun in the sky is betrayed. Sun in the sky is born, is what we're talking about. And so that same sun that we read about in the scripture has the same identical motion and activity as the sun in the sky. And guess what? The same sun in us has the same motion and activity that we read about in the Bible inside of us. That energy follows the same pattern. And what we call the Jesus Spirit is that same energy that moves according to the same pattern that Jesus moved in the Bible. It's phenomenal the way they wrote this in the Bible to let us know of an actual process down to the T without discrimination, without equivocation, without turning. This same process that Jesus goes through, motion and activity, is the exact activity that goes on inside of us.
with our internal son. So that is what we talked about. But Anthony, thank you very much. It's good to hear your voice, and I look forward to hearing you in the future.
Oh, you sure will. And it sounds a little bit like you just replaying a little bit on Lansky's class a little bit. I didn't catch the. I know you said something about CERN. You said something about CERN earlier tonight, and I didn't catch it, but I'm definitely.
Well, they intend to turn that thing on in a few more days.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing is going to be moving. It's 17 miles long, 200-300 feet underground, and they are colliding. They're spinning these particles around at a speed of about the speed of light, which is 186,400 miles a second. And then they're going to run, and they're going to collide these particles into dark matter, looking for the God particle. And what I'm saying tonight, Anthony, is that the God particle is in us.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I wrote the Pope and told him I'm turning on my CERN on September 23rd when he get down here. So
you wrote him and told him that?
We ain't going to have no fear doctrine with a lot of people spooked out about it. But we discern, like you just said, we discern.
Well, you know, that's a great point. You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, Anthony, because
it's actually the truth, though. You think about it, CERN is nothing but a vortex, and they got an opening, and we got a central sun inside of us. You know, that's why when you blow on your hand, you feel heat. You know, so we get that ether energy in our solar plexus anyway. So, I'm activating my CERN on when they cut theirs on. Anthony be cutting on his, too.
Well, you know what? I can definitely tell you that the one inside of you is more powerful than the one that they're trying to turn on in September. I can definitely tell you that. And that as we combine, Anthony, yours and mine, and those of us who are aware that we can shoot a beam of light through our pineal gland,
mm-hmm.
There's a way to do this, and we talk about this, and I'm not going to get into that tonight, but there's a way, even now, to shoot light through your pineal gland right now. It is your light CERN particle accelerator, hydrogen collider. It is a way for you to shoot light through the top of your head, through your pineal gland, into this dark matter, which is the stuff that holds the universe together. It's the pattern or the glue. So I'm going to join with you, and I'm going to turn my CERN up. Mine's already on. All right. And guess what, Anthony? They can see you, the military, and the powers that be. They know those of us that have accelerated our particles inside of us through our Merkava activation, which is the spinning, rotating light inside of us. And they can see us from outer space. They can see the heat signatures. They can see the energy signatures. They can see the glow around them. They can see our electromagnetic energy fields around us. They know who is activated, and there are millions of us on this planet that are activated, and it has them scared. So I like the fact that you're not fear-mongering, but I'm watching them scramble. I'm watching them move in fear, trying to promote violence, trying to promote a collapse, trying to starve people. Thank you, Anthony. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Anthony.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That was Anthony, and that was me, Khalif. Let's see what time it is. Okay, we have about 9 more minutes in the room. I am Khalif Zafnat Parnia. I'm sitting here with Frank, Brother Frank James, not the brother of Jesse James. He's the master. He's sitting here in the room with me, and He's a trooper. We're walking in this vortex down here on this plantation in one of in the richest soil in the continental USA. There is no soil richer, which means the magnetism of this delta here in Mississippi are the strongest in the continental USA, and we're walking in these energies every day. You wonder, but we are right here, and you're invited to come. You can come. We have an open invitation for those of you who would like to register or come at any time when we're here. We leave this open for you to have this experience, to walk in these energies, to walk in this vortex, to walk in these ley lines, to experience the power, to experience the presence, and to experience the peace and the presence, the universal presence of our Creator. Now, you can come in. If you want to come in, you may do so. Let's see if I can find someone up there that I want to bring in. 313, that sounds like my hometown, Detroit. Somebody up in the Michigan area, 313. I'm taking your mic off of mute. I want to hear your voice because you're from my hometown. 313.
Yeah.
313.
Hello.
I'm listening.
Yeah, it's Malcolm from Detroit.
Hey, man, I knew it was you.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here listening, that's all.
Well, we're in September.
Yep.
The sun is in Virgo, is on its way to Libra. The energies, obviously, the harvest, the energies of Libra, the harvest, the ingathering of the harvest is coming. The harvest is coming. So we'll have to see what's going on. We're walking in no fear. Good to hear your voice, man.
All right.
Thank you, Malcolm. Malcolm was here. All right, 510-948. That's from the Bay Area. Man, it's so good to hear from the Bay Area. 510, your mic is open. 510, your mic is open. Don't be shy. 510-948, prefix. Your mic is, I don't want to give you a whole number. 510. Oh, you're shy. All right. Well, hello to you. See how much time we have. About 5 minutes. 303. Oh, I know you're not shy. That's my administrator from Ohio. I know you're not shy. Girl, I just love you to death.
Good evening, Bishop. Good evening, Cookie. I'm sitting here just enjoying hearing you teach. It's been a while since I've heard you teach like that. So, but I also want to tell you that the Macabre event that was just held in Mississippi was just magnificent. I came back home. I was just I'm probably physically the same, but emotionally, meditatively, I was a new person. And I'm just waiting for the next one so I can come back to Mississippi.
Well, you know what? We need to do that in Ohio. Hopefully, we can get our membership there in Ohio. I'm still a bishop, I hope. Am I not?
Yes, you are.
All right. Well, I want to do a retreat with my family there and bring them here. So we need to talk about that. And, you know, you have been such a blessing to me over these years and the last decade and a half. And it was just an absolute pleasure to have you here. Officially to be a part of what we're doing, to make all of what we do official. Of course, you know, Paul said every time I try to do good, evil is present on every hand. So for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So whenever God shows up, the devil shows up as well.
That's true.
But where sin did abound, grace did much more abound.
Well, it also says
I dealt with some issues that were troubling me over the last year. I put to rest some of the things that perhaps were hindering this message and hindering people from getting this message.